Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
It's actually a lot better than a second cup of coffee, damn it. Wish you would stop saying that. Thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Download that River Network app. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays is Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network. So, hold on a second. I just screwed this thing up now, too. What'd I do? All right, fine. So that's fine. The event at West Banco Arena. I never finished telling you the story of my bull riding adventure. The stupidest thing I've ever done. So back in the day, back when I was the lead dog on the AM country, had been an AM country station, they turned it to News Talk here in the Valley. Back in the day when 1170 was, you know, still considered a good station, not now that it's just this dying AM just relic. I was the morning guy. And, you know, as you would imagine, you know, incredible ratings, incredible following. And so somebody at Channel 7, back in the day when 7 was actually good, had an idea to do some sort of a Survivor Series thing between me, I was one of the contestants, and Karen Jenischewski, who was the news anchor there at 7 at the time. She was the other contestant. For those who don't know Karen Jenischewski, super hot, blonde, beautiful, sexy beyond belief, married to a loser, but that's a whole different story. Anyway, at the time, she was married to a loser. That's a different story. All right, so fine. So it's this a series of events. Karen Jenischewski, a girl, and Dimitri, a guy, competing. And so, of course, it, you know, automatically, everyone's going to hate me because I'm a guy. I'm bigger, stronger, faster than a woman. Although Karen Jenischewski was actually in much better shape than I was, and probably still is. So we had a series of events for one the Wheeling Greyhounds indoor football team at the time. Quarterback was throwing passes to her and to me, and he lobbed a pass to her, and she caught. She's very athletic. Karen Jenischewski, very, very athletic and drop-dead gorgeous. Jesus, she's hot. But for me, he fires it, almost breaks my God-blessed fingers, so everything was rigged. And then we had to do a milking contest, and she's a farm girl. She knows, you know, living on a farm and everything. Me, I grew up in the city of Pittsburgh. We had sidewalks, we had street lights, we had sirens for the police and everything else. And so we're trying to do this milking contest, and I gotta grab a cow's... Am I even allowed to say this? A cow's, you know, and I'm trying to make milk come out of it. And it was not pretty. And by the way, farms stink. Jeez, so Pete, none of the animals are housebroken. Did you know that? I did not know that. I assumed they had a certain area. Well, like cats have like a litter box or something. They know there, and dogs know to go out to do their business or whatever. You would have thought that, like at Rafter Arena and all these other places that have, you know, animals, livestock, that they would housebreak them so that you wouldn't have the crap all over the place that stinks to high heaven. But none of them were housebroken. So I'm dying with that stink of all of this, and I'm trying to pull the cow's, you know, thingies. I don't want to get fined by the FCC. The cow thingies, and of course, Karen beats me for that as well. It was a series of events like this, and she's beating me all over the time. And then they said, okay, we're going to do bull riding, Dimitri. And it was a mechanical bull, like the thing that you saw in Urban Cowboy, something like that, and Gillies or whatever the bar is. I thought, well, you know, okay, we'll give this a try. Maybe I can beat Karen at least one of these things. And they're, of course, filming everything, recording everything, videotape, whatever. They said, let's go to Rafter. All right, fine. And it didn't dawn on me that they wouldn't have a mechanical bull at Rafter. You could have a mechanical bull at, you know, some country bar or something like that, but not at Rafter. It just never dawned on me. So we get there. Camera crew is there. Karen is there looking gorgeous, as always, of course. How she got into those jeans, I'll never know. I'll never know. And they said to me, well, it's not really a mechanical bull. It's actually a bull. I went, what? Now it's too late. I mean, everybody is there. You know, the big joke was on me. I'm thinking it'd be a mechanical bull thing. You could just turn it off and that way you don't get killed. No, it was a real bull. Actually, there were two of them. They had one for Karen and one for me. Guess who got the docile bull? Life is so unfair. Anyway, so I'm losing my mind here because I know this can be dangerous because you got this massive beast that does not want to, you know, a morning talk show host on its back even for 1 second. And frankly, who could blame it? Would you want a talk show host on your back even for 1 second? Of course not. I get that. So I'm telling Leslie, who was my wife at the time, and actually still is, by the way, that if anything happens to me, you call Jim Bordas. You call Jim Bordas, who is this incredible lawyer, wonderful human being. And that way, Leslie could use Jim Bordas to sue everybody if something bad happened to me. I mean, this is actually it's been recorded. You can actually hear this. And she says, okay, fine. I'll call Jim Bordas if something bad happens. They give me this pathetic little vest that I can't imagine would protect me at all. They do not give me a helmet. Did not give me a helmet. I'm on a bull. Oh, yeah, ride this bull, you'll be fine. They don't tell me anything about it. Like, you know, you need to arch your back when the bull goes down. Otherwise, if you're leaning forward, you end up smacking the skull of the bull. They didn't tell me that. And sure enough, first Karen's bull, she's on her bull. It trots out there in the middle of rafter, walks around a little bit, and then she jumps off, or, you know, it kicked a little bit. She jumps off, lands on her feet, gorgeous as always, 3.8 seconds. And I'm thinking to myself, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? It's a real live, honest to God, bull that rafter. It was unbelievable. My bull is not the dainty bull. It goes out there. It has an attitude. One of the first things it does is it, I don't know the right terminology, it bucks, it goes down. And again, remember, they did not tell me you got to arch your back so that your head does not hit the skull of a bull. My head hits the skull of the bull because my back was not arched. Honestly, it's to this day, I'm amazed that I wasn't knocked out. And next thing I knew, the bull throws me off. And to this day, I do not know how this happened, but this is the honest to God truth. I landed on my feet. I nailed it. Like one of those little gymnasts, those cute little girls, they go, and boom, they nail their landing. I actually nailed the landing through no effort on my part whatsoever, just random chance. Or God was just going, okay, and, you know, I feel sorry for you. You can land on your feet. It was the dumbest damn thing I've ever done in my life. Worse than my first marriage. The dumbest damn thing ever. But yeah, I actually rode a bull for 3.2 seconds. So Karen won that one again. But it wasn't fair because her bull was, well, you know, soy boy kind of a bull, if you know what I mean. All right, fine. So there's that. But this thing at West Banco Arena is it's got to be great. I mean, the bulls are amazing. The muscles, their attitude is incredible. They are just badass bulls, and they don't care. Snot coming out of their noses and crap coming out of their back ends, and they just don't care. They just want this guy off. And again, the best bull riders in the world, the best bull riders in the world, which includes not only the United States and Canada and Australia, but also Brazil. The Brazilians actually have some great bull riders. Most of them can't stay on for 8 seconds. If you stay on a really, really good bull that's bucking and everything for 8 seconds, you get a ridiculously high score. Upper 80s, low 90s, whatever. I mean, it's just amazing. hardly any of them can last for 8 seconds. And you even get to hold, with one hand, you can hold the rope that's around the bull's stomach, the whole midsection, but the other hand is can't touch the bull. But you can hold on with one hand, and even with that, try lasting 8 seconds. It's unbelievable. It really is. Anyway, Karen cheated. Channel 7, they all cheated. I had no chance. The Survivor Series, I think she retired the trophy, and that was the end of that. All right, fine. So there's that. What do we do here next? Oh, Chuck Schumer. Oh, what an idiot this guy is. He is an idiot. Well, I shouldn't say he's an idiot. He's actually not an idiot. He is a very unpleasant human being. He is the leader of the Democrats in the Senate. He's the top Democrat senator. And he was on The View, which is this horrible, horrible show with these hateful women. And then The View is just ABC, and ABC is just Disney. That's all this is. Woke crap and all that. So he's on The View, and he shows you who he really is and what he really thinks of the free market and about people succeeding on their own, starting a business, wanting to be left alone. And I think this is really telling. It's a very short audio clip. It maybe is like 30 seconds or so. But in that 30 seconds, he reminds me of former President Barack Obama, who essentially said that you didn't build that, your business, you couldn't have done that without the government. The government roads, the government this, the government that. I mean, denigrating achievement, individual achievement. And Chuck Schumer, just adding on to that whole theme, this is actually who today's Democratic Party happens to be. I mean, grammar was terrible there. That's today's Democratic Party. They just don't care about individual achievement or anything like that. Again, don't take my word for it. Here's Chuck Schumer on The View.
What their attitude is, I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees. They hate government. Government's a barrier to people, a barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and okay. We're united.
Okay, good.
That's who they are. That's exactly who they are. That's exactly what they think of you. And I have an awful lot of listeners who own businesses. An awful lot of them. And many of them have asked me to do personal endorsements. I have to refuse an awful lot of them. Many times there are conflicts of interest. Other times the businesses don't meet my standards. They're nice people, but their businesses aren't good enough for me to give my personal endorsement, because my personal endorsement is, I mean, it's my brand. So I've got to have top quality clients, or else I will not do a personal endorsement. But I have many people who own businesses, and God bless every one of them. God bless every one of them. But that's how today's Democratic Party actually thinks about people who've started their own businesses, who have succeeded, who have flourished through very, very difficult times. That's their attitude. That's exactly what they think of you. Let me play it just one more time. Again, it's very, very brief. But listen to the arrogance on the part of this apologist for the deep state.
It is, I made my money all by myself. How dare your government take my money from me? I don't want to pay taxes. Or I built my company with my bare hands. How dare your government tell me how I should treat my customers, my the land and water that I own, or my employees. They hate government. Government's a barrier to people, a barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and okay. We're united.
Okay, good.
And he's actually speaking for the deep state. He's actually speaking for the Democrats and also establishment Republicans, who are more than happy to go along with all of this, but they can't disclose that because then you'd never vote for them. Like West Virginia's wrinkled rhino and her nephew, Riley Moore, the person that she installed as your congressman here in the upper half of West Virginia. That's exactly who they are. That is exactly what they think of you. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. All right, fine. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to take a short break. The local media checked this morning. No reference at all to the JFK files being released. They were released late yesterday afternoon. Another promise made by Donald Trump. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, which, of course, they're never going to tell you any of that stuff because, it makes Donald Trump look good. Just like they're not going to thank Elon Musk for saving and rescuing the astronauts up there. Did you see the video? Did you see that whole sequence when the capsule was coming back to Earth? I mean, the whole thing. I mean, the thing in space. The camera work, the pictures were unbelievable. And when that capsule landed in the ocean, it was surrounded by a pod of dolphins that came by to take a look.